getting away, or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Mickey Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hi, Mick. Hi, Jane.
Good
hello.
To all be back in the same room. Yes. Put the band back together.
That's back it. From sunny Noosa.
We'll poke some shotguns out the window. We'll hold the studio in a siege situation for some time to come.
We will.
So much to get through. We'll be starting at the top with Ray Warren shortly. Rabs, the voice of rugby league.
Yeah.
Well, give us the guff on what went down and in a controversial grand
final. And one of the great grand finals to watch, by the way.
It was fantastic. Both sides, I just thought, were extraordinary.
Yep.
Pity it will be remembered largely for one particular decision, but we'll get to the bottom of that.
We will. We will indeed. We've got Denise Scott coming in, our lovely friend Denise, one of the funniest people in Australia.
Is she on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight?
She is on Have You Been Paying
Attention
Tonight.
She's always very funny on that. Hey, we will, Kiss are performing live. Guess who to?
Me?
No, Great White Pointers.
What?
Kiss.
What do you mean?
They're doing a live concert for the Sharks.
Sharks?
What are you talking about? Why would I make it up?
How can you perform? No.
Well, tell me all about it when you can.
You'll get to hear all about it. Hey, what's more scarier than a gastro outbreak on a train that affects over 100 people?
Well, nothing really, except a cruise ship, probably.
Whoa.
But that sounds horrible. We're going to delve into that. Hey, we've got Kel Potter.
Oh.
He's going to come in due to the weekends.
Well, he was involved in the MMA action. Came on to up their gazelle.
Which is pretty cool.
And it's caused a sensation. We might have a go. See if there's any other songs he suggested he might like to come out
That's
to.
That's right.
You and call bullshit.
I do, but I've got a very special edition.
Have you ever?
It's the New Weekly Sealed section. Thank you very much for this, all the people at New Weekly, for Wang Watch.
What?
Oh, yeah, I'm not kidding. This shocked me.
I had a look at the sealed section. It could take your eye out.
It's literal. Well, someone's Wang could.
Oh.
Sorry, warning for kiddies in the car.
Yes, indeed. We'll take your calls. We'll take your treats. So much to get through. But good to be back home.
It is.
Thank you to everyone in Noosa for looking after us, putting up with us, whatever you'd care.
Oh, we do. We were going on a holiday with our families.
Yeah.
And that's
the dates changed and we said we're not coming home.
No, we said we're still going to do our holiday. Why don't we do the show from up sunny Noosa, we did.
What a great bunch of people. A big hello to everyone at the Noosa Surf Club, which was, let's just say, where I was holding court most of the time.
Oh, were you really? They could do some good chips there.
They do some good chips. They certainly do a great job. It's a family-friendly environment. Everyone's happy. I wish, obviously, in the southern states, as soon as you get colder, you can't have that. But I just, for fitness, for family atmosphere,
and
for
a
cultural hub for any town.
That's wonderful.
Gee, I love a surf club.
Me too.
I do too.
Oh, I do. Hey, now, Jane, are you aware there's been a disaster here at Triple M over the weekend?
It could only happen to Triple M, which I love. It happened at Flemington Racetrack.
Flemington Racetrack.
Well,
the Triple M hot air balloon went down.
Jeez.
Man down. It's gone down. It will ordinarily be a crisis. But when that balloon constitutes every bit of publicity that this network is prepared to pay for, you know you're in stride.
Did it come down on purpose?
Shot down.
What I want to know.
Oh, I reckon Sam Pang's taking it down from Nova at Nova.
We're taking
pot shots from the bridge.
We're getting some good publicity from this. Mate. Although it did spook a lot of the horses because it landed basically on the racetrack.
Oh, man.
And horses went berserk. In fact, one took off on a strapper.
Really?
And that could have had dire consequences. Mm. But, you know, I've said straight up, I'm not a hot air balloon person. I'm not going to get in one. But here's the
interesting thing. You'd get the Yoplait balloon if it went to France. And you get a giant.
Maybe. Yoplait. Maybe if it was the pilot who would be doing it. The hot air balloon's gone down before. See, I'm not too keen to get in a balloon that's.
You mean they've patched it up and got it out there? This is a sad network.
Yeah, it happened in December last year.
Has the balloon got patches?
Well, it came down in a bunch of trees last December. And it looks a bit skew-iff to me. I just wouldn't be.
Going to be hanging out there to get on.
I don't know what all the rules
are. You know what
are?
I think we should do? Patch it up and get it back up there.
Oh, really?
We'll make it a prize competition.
Who wants to
Two lucky listeners get to go up.
You may in, come
for the third
down.
Time.
You may
in
not
in the Triple M hot air balloon.
Oh my God!
They haven't had a lot of good luck, really, at events lately. So balloon come top Triple M balloon comes down on a race course. Don't know if you know this. I've been in a film about racing. So,
oh, yes,
so
that's
I
right.
would be able to talk you
of
through.
Of course.
Well, this is a good opportunity to plug Ride Like a
Girl.
Oh,
congratulations.
Yeah.
Banging in
killing
at about
them.
5 mil.
Going great at the box office.
Well done, Rachel Griffiths.
Yes.
Good on
congratulations
you.
Congratulations to everybody. Dave, did you get out in your garden on the weekend? What did you do?
I did. You know how Woolies have got that garden thing going on where
oh
you get those little
God.
Pots
oh,
with the seeds in
don't talk to me about that.
Anyway, I'm sucker. I hook, line, and sinker.
You're not planting them in the garden.
Yeah, so I started a little garden bed on the weekend. And
but they're tiny little pots.
Well,
I
you grow
them
from nothing. You grow them from seeds. It's great for the environment to get kids out there.
Yeah. We've got our kids put them in, and they're on the windowsill. And I looked and I thought, we'd need 50 of those to get one salad.
You got some dill?
I got everything.
Oregano?
Oh, is that what you're growing?
Rocket? Onion?
Okay, we're on air. So... If you can't get in the balloon, you could go to the – remember the other great day was the golf day, the Triple M golf day?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And everyone got on the kittens bus behind the 17th tee.
Yeah, that was an unusual decision by our sales department, wasn't it?
My favourite Triple M promotion, I think, was the Sydney to Hobart.
What happened then?
One lucky prize winner gets to crew on a Sydney to Hobart maxi yacht. That was the year all went pear-shaped and about 70 people died.
I would have thought training might have been involved
that. All I remember is seeing a boat limp into Eden with a smashed mast and hardened seaman white.
Wow.
White.
No, that was very dramatic.
And then up the back there's a little girl in a Triple M T-shirt who has never been seen again.
Hey, I can't wait. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Ray Rabs Warren about the amazing game that was on last night.
Let's do it.
And his great call, by the way.
You got
as always, the best in the business. Speak to Rabs.
He's the voice of rugby league. Thanks to Holden Colorado, now back with a 7-year free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
It's the NRL Grand Final. Short left. Here's White. Yes. White's over. The Raiders are back. Back to White. He changes direction to his right.
The last one.
He almost goes through. What's happened?
Oh, he said it's the last.
He said it's the last.
Do you live?
I called it. Six.
Hand over.
The Canberra fans go bananas. 8 minutes to go. Beautiful pass to Tupou. Into the backfield. Gives it to the
Very disappointing that the game has been mired in controversy after that initial six again call. But ultimately, I believe the decision not to give six more tackles was correct.
Graham wanted to speak to me, and I don't want to speak to him. I'm a big enough boy to make my own call. And I'd like you to think it was a wonderful grand final. I saw it as a very tough game that we could have won. And I hope he's not the spotlight of this evening.
Wow, there is a lot to unpack here. And Jane, who better to unpack it with than the great, the voice of rugby league? Can't imagine it without him, to be honest. Ray Warren, RAM, Rabs.
Congratulations,
yes.
Ray, on a great call last night.
Well, thank you. Hello, Mick, and hello, Jane. Yeah, it was a shame, really, that it basically ended with all the controversy. And
yep.
You've summed it up, and yes, it looks like they did the right thing, although it was just absolute chaos and mayhem for the spectators and for the players and for the commentators.
You did keep a very calm, cool head, though, as a viewer. It was reassuring to hear you.
Well, yeah, Jane, I don't know what it came across like, to be quite honest with you, but I remember calling that he had nullified the count. In other words, he had restarted the tackle count. And then the ball went to the right, and suddenly I'm hearing this person saying, this is the last. And he went then and took the ball and, of course, gave it to the opposition, the Roosters. But I hope they learn something out of all of this. To my way of thinking, when a referee makes a blunder like that, he should blow the whistle, put his arms in the air and say timeout and go back and restart the game where it really, where the problem started.
Yes, sure. That's interesting stuff. The game was white hot. I mean, this is the incredible thing, because if you just park that for a minute, it was such a fantastic contest by two sides who were having a red hot go. Yep. It was at 10 minutes to go. It looked like the Raiders were about to crack them open. And then, Wooshka, this just comes out of the blue.
Yeah, I mean, in saying that, though, the Raiders had plenty of chances yep. to win the game. There's no doubt in my mind they had their chances to win the game. As a result of what we're talking about, we tend to forget the incredible defensive effort yes. of the Premiers. Right through the finals, they've let, I think, about three tries in four finals. So it's almost become a brick wall. But as I said, I feel for the referee and I feel for the game. And we had a wonderful product on show there to sure promote did. The game, and it would seem like we've lost it.
Can I ask you to talk about Cooper Cronk just quickly? What kind of legacy does he leave for the game?
Oh, Mickey, he's been one of the greats. Nine grand finals. Yeah. He's won six of them. That's quite amazing. Mm-hmm. Only two players since 1954, Norm Provan and Brian Clay, have played more grand finals. And Eddie Lumsden, who passed away yesterday, and Ron Coote played nine. So Cooper has levelled them.
Yep.
But he's gone out of the game as a great ambassador for rugby league.
Sure has.
He almost seems too knowledgeable and too intelligent to be.
Have a word with him, Rabs. Pull him aside.
Yeah, it's almost like that. You know, he really doesn't pass the intelligence test for rugby league players.
He snuck through.
Ray, there was a bit. It's been reported today. Another sort of an awkward moment, perhaps. When was it Jared Warrior Hargraves was told he was the winner of the Clive Churchill Medal a little bit too early?
Oh.
Are you up with this?
No, I'm not aware of that.
Okay.
No,
he was told, he was given word to collect the medal, and he was told to go and line up near the presentation stage.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which is awkward. Now, what's apparently the story
more
is...
More awkward if he'd got up and accepted it.
I know. Only two of the three judging panellists, apparently, votes had been tallied at the time. They didn't realise that the third judging panellist votes hadn't been added in. And, of course, it went to Jack Whiten edge ahead. And, yeah, and so maybe if you noticed a few boos from the Roosters fans, that was the reason why.
Well, they were probably booing because primarily, and I'm listening to you and I'm sort of chuckling.
while they're
I'm
booing.
Chuckling through him, yeah, I'm laughing through embarrassment, to be quite frank with you.
Yeah.
And I go back to a use of that word again, embarrassing. Mm. I can't imagine why anybody going out there to do the welcome to country, even though he might have an Indigenous background, Ryan James from the Titans, but you'd think they'd give them a cue card, wouldn't you, with the with the actual welcome to country written on it, just in case they break into a nervous sweat with 83,000 people watching them.
Well, here's the thing, Rabs, the production value and from the minute it opened, it was so impressive. It was just fantastic, and it says a lot for a night final, which the AFL doesn't have. I thought it looked it was spectacular. And you and your team with Brad Fittler and Phil Gould, Billy Slater, Peter Sterling and Jonathan Thurston doing a mighty fine job I say.
I guess everything you say is obviously very, very complimentary, and I accept that. But we're talking about Warrior Hargreaves, and I think the booing would have been generated by the fact that the man of the match, if you like, the Churchill medalist,
was for the
went
wrong
to a player on the losing side. every time that happens, the last time it happened was Daly Cherry Evans when he was on a losing side for Manly.
Yeah, that's right.
And they almost booed the joint down.
we'll let you go, Rabs. I've just got one more bit of ugliness left to bring up.
What's that mean?
Where was Darryl Braithwaite's horses?
Oh, look,
Channel 9?
Did you know we didn't see that at home? Yes. And we were all really looking forward to it.
You've got to use the embarrassment word again, aren't you, Rabs?
But I guess Channel 9 have to pay your wage, that's don't they, Rabs? With a few ads.
Yeah, that's why they cut Darryl out, trying to pay the wages of Phil Gould and
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what, Nick, next year they should get you to sing horses. And that would be a ratings bonanza.
Listen, I've got to tell you, it's my favourite song. I love Darryl, but the funny part about it is he almost got trampled to death as he left the field. Footballers coming out onto the ground. Put that down as well.
I would like to have seen that. Rabs, thanks for swinging by.
Yeah,
we
really
know you don't
see
many
it.
Interviews, but we really appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us. And good luck again next year. Can't wait till we all do battle again. It'll be a load of fun. Thanks, mate.
Thanks for talking to me.
Good on you.
Ray Warren, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Denise Scott is going to join us in the second hour. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
She was on last week, Jane. Have you been paying attention?
She was,
I know. She's going back to back.
I don't believe she's going back to back.
I can't get on the show, and yet she's on every week.
When's she on? Aren't you coming on? I believe, no, we've got Kitty and Melanie Bracewell
You're
on
pretty
tonight.
Stingy with the invites, I have to say. Have you been paying attention? Noted. Duly noted.
All right.
Hey, we were talking about the cracking final, the NRL final, which was an absolute ripper, as we say. Shame it'll be dominated by that.
Well, it is.
Obviously, feel very sorry for Canberra Raiders supporters today.
I do too.
You have to be flat.
And the Canberra, not to mention the Canberra Raiders.
That's what I said, didn't
I? I know themselves.
Oh, them?
Yeah, the players.
They'll be right. They'll be on a mad Monday, probably as we speak.
I hope they are enjoying themselves.
Where they are. But in the day and age we live in, with increased technology, I'm not sure we get any better results. Sometimes we just draw more attention to the facts that they get it wrong.
Yeah.
But that will forever be remembered. Like, it feels to me like that game is now consigned to history
to
be
time,
the controversy.
Yeah.
That was the year of the...
The ramifications are massive.
Well,
to not win a grand final.
Cost you a flag.
Days to happen on the grand final. Mm. Could be, you know, in a normal... weekly match.
Well, that wouldn't matter. We'd all get over that because you get to come back next week.
Yeah.
But you don't hear.
Yikes.
It reminds me, and I've never felt flatter for an entire nation in my life, but New Zealand have been robbed of a World Cup.
So
it's not for any reason other than the umpires got the decision wrong.
Yeah.
Under the law, the decision was wrong. Stokes was not entitled to 6 runs.
Yeah, that's right.
He should have only had 5.
Yeah, that's right.
He hadn't completed. Ergo... they don't get the
they don't get another over, ergo they don't win the World Cup.
So not for a series of incorrect decisions, you've had a World Cup decided, you've now had an NRL premiership, it's hard to say it's decided on it, but
But things getting things wrong on the big world stage.
Well, you got one job.
Yeah. Well, what about what about when they announced La La Land as the winner of the Academy Award?
Oh, don't bring it down to this.
No, I'm
well,
you're, but I'm
well,
saying,
you're talking about, well, they nearly gave the Churchill Medal to the wrong bloke.
Well, that's true.
They gave the Churchill Medal. They've nearly done it. They called it out.
They nearly did.
They got there just in time. What was the other one you're talking about?
The other one was when Sarah Murdoch announced the wrong winner for Australia.
Oh, I've got the audio if you want
to. Oh, this is
it is really cringy.
Oh, whoa.
Piece of tape.
It's you, Kelsey. Oh, my God. I don't know what to say right now. I'm feeling a bit sick about this. This was a complete accident. I'm so sorry. It's Amanda. I'm so sorry. It was fed to me wrong.
It's all right.
Holy hell. Poor Sarah Murdoch.
What was the Oscars one? You mentioned the Oscars one.
Yeah, La La Land. Have we got that one?
The Academy Award for Best Picture.
La La Land.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank
you to the Academy. Thank you to Lionsgate.
Guys, I'm sorry.
No. There's a mistake. Oh. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Oh,
no. This is not a joke. Come on.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture.
Oh, my.
Moonlight.
Oh, wow. So it's a bad win.
Yeah, you remember that magical moment forever?
Bad for a well.
Real goosebump moment that was.
Well, speaking
remember
of,
that after all that hard work when the other team were.
You've got
to dot your I's and cross your T's.
You do, Mick.
Especially if you're in public.
You've got to be sure. And especially if about something as important as this.
You lost a cast member this week, did you, from Greece?
Jeff,
yeah.
I don't know that it has.
Pardon me. I may have gone. He's very unwell.
He's very ill. No, he was married to my sister and she's been in there and he's not doing very well.
Okay, so.
I was subsequently proven right.
Okay. A year later.
And you could argue.
Come on.
I was first with the news. That's what makes a good broadcaster.
Okay.
You know what?
What? Cross your eyes and dot your T's.
I would do it again.
That's what you said.
I would do
the
it
wrong
again.
Way around. Yeah?
Have you got my Hanes?
You would not.
No.
We'll no, not the Hanes.
Oh, you don't.
I think we've heard enough of your debacles.
No, if you've got it there, if you can find it quickly. No, because it's NRL day.
There was an excuse. You were completely blind.
I was off for chops. You don't have it there.
We'll go into the archives and find it. We'll find it, though.
Off for chops. Not at Super Bowl, but I was at MetLife Stadium watching San Fran go around. And they invited me into the rooms.
You mixed up Jarryd Hanes with, did you?
Oh, man. Don't touch it. It's a masterpiece.
You're the one that brought it up.
Don't you even
go near it. I didn't want to hear it again.
It's got so many complications.
I don't want to hear it.
All right. I'm going to play it. I'm going to find it and play it.
All right.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Denise Scott not too far away. And Cal Potter's going to join us right after the UFC fight on the weekend. Coming up.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Speaking of little accidents, when people, the wrong call. Gone too early.
Yeah. Well, no, this wasn't gone too early.
Well, this was the
just
wrong.
This is one of the great sports interviews, and
I don't think so. Are you sure
many,
you want this?
Yes, I don't do many one-on-ones because I
for
like
for good reason.
Well, I dig a bit deeper than most. So on this particular,
are you
day,
sure you want to
I'm
replay
pretty
this?
Sure, I'd been to see San Francisco Seahawks at MetLife Stadium.
It was the 49ers, wasn't it?
San Fran 49ers, because Jarryd Hanes was playing for them.
I'm pretty sure you'd had quite a few beers.
Oh, I'd been to a tailgate party before the game.
Really?
Oh, yeah, totally. So,
were you down in the rooms here, were you?
Yeah, so they made me go into the rooms.
Wow.
Afterwards.
You're in the rooms with all the players.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And just so we're all clear, I'd had a couple.
Right.
And I get in there for this groundbreaking Hall of Fame interview that will go into the National Archives one day.
From Craig Wing, kicks to Jarryd Hanes, receiver, Australian to Australian in the NFL.
You mean Brad Wing?
Brad Wing.
Sometimes he looks
From Brad Wing to Jarryd Hanes, first time ever, Aussie to Aussie in the NFL.
Yeah.
How's that? No one ever knew that was going to happen.
Well, it's the second time Barry did it at Pittsburgh. So he's Aussie.
You understand, I've done my research.
You're on fire, but...
I'm distracted by all the big penises in the world right now.
Oh, my God.
Well, it was hard. It was hard all off there. That's why I took my pants off.
So not to embarrass.
So everyone would know. Hey, there was a big kahuna on deck. Hey, you've got big wings coming up later in the show.
Paul B.S. Yeah.
Oh, so I just lost a minute when you said you've got big wings.
We've got big wings.
Yes,
up.
I have.
Sealed section
got a sealed
in
section
I call bullshit.
Wang watch.
I'm still worried about. Where's our balloon? Where's the Triple M balloon's gone down over the weekend
at Flemington
which
in Melbourne?
Which constitutes our entire promotional budget for this financial year. Half a Triple M.
Yeah.
They love to lash out.
They do. I certainly hope they're not patching it up like those Lilos used to get at Clark's Rubber and you got that little patch with it. Yeah, and that little glue pop. No.
If I see a different colour panel on the Triple M balloon,
be very excited.
They've already patched it up once.
Stand by, everybody. I'm not kidding.
So here's the bad news for Triple M. The balloon went down. But the Metallica billboards went up. So there's a Metallica billboard going this month, rock hard.
Oh, no.
Rock hard, Metallica.
Oops.
And you go, mate, there's nothing there.
They're not coming.
Postponed.
They've had some bad ones in the past. My favourite, I reckon, was down in Melbourne, there was a station manager who said, guys, we're going to do the Golden Mile. I go, what's the Golden Mile? He goes, mate, it's a mile of $1 coins.
Right.
So why? Do you remember this?
Oh, well, it's we a were mile, there at the time.
It's a mile of $1 coins. Right, and we just back them up, and it goes for a mile. Mate, it's going to raise about, like, 500,000 bucks. You go, okay, all
have
right.
You done
well,
your, yeah.
We might nip down and have a look and see how the Golden Mile's going. So firstly, there's not many coins there. So the coins are spaced about a tennis court length apart. And secondly, you realise you can't watch them. There's no security.
Can
you hire a mile of security guards?
Also, a mile of dollar coins was going to cost about $14 million in the end to build it.
Oh, my God. Triple M. They had a good one over in Perth. I think it was either Grubby or Dee Dee. Remember, somebody in Perth.
Right.
And it was an announcer, our Perth Mixel will know who I'm talking about here, got one of their guys had to, like, it's one of those ones, you get to shovel as many gold coins as you can into a wheelbarrow and walk away. Anyway, so they've got the shovel, and they've worked out the most you can shovel is about 30 grand.
Right.
So anyway, the DJ's given him the wrong shovel.
a big whopping shovel.
A guy has shoveled in about $650,000 in the.
That'd be the biggest prize in the history of radio. That's so funny. Well, speaking of
Triple M
promotions,
what?
Rocking the Boat, Kiss are going to perform for Great White Sharks.
Why?
Really?
Off the South Australian coast, underwater.
Why?
They're doing an underwater concert on board a shark diving boat. How does this work?
It's Kiss. It's what they do.
Yeah, but how does it work? How are they going to be underwater?
How's he going to blow fire underwater? You can't blow fire underwater.
How's that going to sound?
Uh-huh. Oh, the blood capsules will attract the sharks.
Oh, really?
That's true.
What will it sound like?
Oh, take a listen.
Turn it up.
That's Detroit Rock City.
It is Detroit Rock City. I have to keep coming up for
headbanging from the
74 bucks.
Is it just great whites, or can any of marine life go?
I would say an octopus wouldn't be
hammerhead banging.
No octopuses.
No what? Octopi.
No octopus out.
No octopuses for you.
Oh. Too handsy. Maybe an octopus could hold up 8 lighters.
Stand by. We've got the rock star Callum Potter coming up.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Special guest in studio, Callum Potter joins us.
G'day,
right now.
Cal. How are you, mate? Congratulations. Great.
Yes, well done.
At Marvel Stadium. How have you pulled up? You, I was going to say, a scale of 1 to 10, how would you describe where you are?
For someone that was just in the cage boxing on with a Hawaiian gentleman, I pulled up not too bad. Yeah, maybe 20% from the fight and 80% from the celebrations, I reckon.
Oh, that's interesting to know. Now, I do know
that was the same for my last night, too.
And I wasn't appearing anywhere. You've got a little nick on your nose. I was a bit concerned about that. Just wondering whether you're going to get some stitches there. You've said no.
Yeah, I think this one, it's just a little bit small. This is just a daily occurrence, sadly.
Her ship sailed. Yeah. There's nothing you can do with that.
Because I was going to say, I know a good plastic surgeon. Yeah. Not that I use one, but I do have a voucher that Mick gave me for my birthday.
This is true. Yeah.
He gave me $500 worth of Botox, but vouchers good for anything.
Hey, how about that?
Mate, if I go to him, I'll put his kid through college.
Hey, what was the atmosphere like? I mean, we weren't there, but people who I know, just said it was just unbelievable.
It was just amazing. Look, obviously, they broke the record, 57,000 people there.
When you say the record, is this the world record?
That's the biggest attendance to a UFC event.
Oh, you're joking.
Ever.
Wow.
I think Chris Hemsworth was there, wasn't he?
Was he? I'd love to kick him in the face.
Listen, you've got to be very careful what you say.
But I love the Hemsworths, so they know that. Is it too late for me if I decide, do you know what? I'm sick of radio. I might take up UFC.
Mick, you are there, mate. You come down to Renegade MMA in Stub Street, mate, and we'll get you.
I was about to say, you're part owner and head striking coach of your Renegade gym down there. So I'm.
We're just the place for Mick. We'll get him down there. We'll get him straightened up, and he'll be the next lightweight champion.
Hey, Callum,
you got to treat me like those sumos. You know, you start whacking him with sticks as they walk around the room. It's a great.
Callum, tell us about the buzz when you come out, when you walk out, because you had a very, well, let's just say a fantastic anthem. Can we have a listen to what you walked out to yesterday?
Oh, Mike Brady.
Goosebumps. So there you go. At this point, the crowd did go. I saw clips of it, and they've all stood up. They've gone. It's a crowd favourite move. Did it get you up?
Absolutely. I was trying to keep a fairly stoic atmosphere walking out to a cage fight, as you would, but once the crowd kicked in, I couldn't help but sing along with it. It's, you know, it's up there.
It's an all-time. Yeah, of course. Right. Well, Jane, of course. What would you come into?
Oh, well, I think, have we got mine?
ladies and gentlemen, would you please make a warm welcome for Vinegar Tits?
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah. It's sure, it's not the rock star.
I'll go with the bit.
What about you?
I think I go with the bit. Written in the back of the air. It's an Australian classic. I'm a blanket with the tailgate
down. Part of the fun, though, is the atmosphere, and I noticed that there's a lot more women watching and attending there. Have you noticed that, the crowd, the change in the crowd? Of course, there's women competitors.
Well, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. The women, you've got to remember the last record that we just broke was at the same stadium, which was headlined by a female fight card.
Well, that was, yeah. Remember Ronda Rousey, Ronda was Rousey, it this time last year, yeah.
She started it all, really. But I've always found for a lot of the criticism about the macho nature of MMA, they've been more egalitarian in the way they treat women in their sport than possibly any other I've ever seen.
Well,
they
yes, are put you wouldn't on usually equate manners with cage fighting, but there is, as you say, yeah. There's a respect.
Yeah, 100%.
And you do set the pace. So
Can I ask you something? So when I went going to a rodeo once, and I had a backstage pass, and I was sitting on the top of the chute, and I got to see the look in the guy's eyes just as they sat on the ball, put it around the rope around their hand, and at the last minute, just before the pull shoot, you could see him go, "Oh my God, I'm sitting on a ball," and it'll be good. Do you have that moment in the UFC where you get there, you get on, you turn around, and you go, "Oh my God"?
I might have that feeling every now and then.
What about your parents? What do they feel about this?
Look, they're obviously very supportive. There's a lot of worse things I could be doing, but look, it is hard to
correct.
Watch. The dad hasn't been to one of the fights, and all he does watch at home. But yeah.
I understand that.
When he knows it's
pretty
safe.
Brutal.
You
yeah.
mentioned something that fascinates me. You said what do you do after the fight? You said you go off into a green room where they put all the other fighters, and you sit around, you have like a buffet, and you sit around. I just strike it as incredibly...
Seems very decent.
Are you okay with this? Is it generally work?
It sounds a little bit counterproductive, doesn't it? But look, once it's been done, you can imagine we've just been fighting for 15 minutes. We're probably done. We both got too much time left in it.
Wow.
I'm happy to get
a
bowl of ice cream.
I should go in there and take it. I should just sneak in and take it on. Who do you fight next?
Yeah,
what's your plan?
Look, we'll probably take a little bit of rest. So I might go see the plastic surgeon and get my nose fixed. Hopefully, at some stage early next year, we might look at another fight. It would be sensational to get over to Vegas, mate.
Vegas.
Oh,
to
man. The Vegas thing. We should go, Mick.
We should.
And we will be right behind you.
How about we
don't worry about that.
How about we get Mick in the corner? Mick can hold the towel.
I was thinking the undercard.
Cheapest.
Me and maybe Maddie Preston could fight each
or
other.
Or you could be the new ring girl. Do you still have those?
I'll do it. No, they do. So, did they have in Melbourne? I think there was a hoo-ha,
they did,
wasn't
they
there?
Did.
Oh, well, I'm glad they did. That's good.
Mate, you're a superstar. Congratulations. And you've pulled up well.
Hey, we're really wrapped having you. Can we call you Triple M's own Callum Potter?
100%. I'm more than happy to be.
Thanks, man. We're
own.
Behind you all
Did
the
you
way.
Did you hear about a hot air balloon that went down?
Yeah.
The hot air balloon's gone, man. We'll be back.
Yeah,
hey, thanks.
Good on you.
Callum Potter, he's on the rise. Get on board. Yeah. And where's your gym? Give your gym a plug again.
Renegade, which is Stubbs Street in Kensington. You guys want to learn some jiu-jitsu, mixed martial arts, just come down, check it out, come say hi.
Done, mate. Thanks for your time.
Callum Potter.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Denise Scott, not too far away. Hey, by the way, have you been paying attention? It's back on the TV tonight. That's 8:30 on Channel 10. You want to check that
out? I could
have
taken him.
I don't think you could. What a really nice guy.
You know what I wanted to do? I just wanted to get him on the ground and grapple him.
Well, that's not
It would
not
break
wise.
You in half.
He would not.
Yes, he would.
Callum Potter.
He's
see,
ripped.
I get to meet interesting people I would never normally meet.
Yeah.
I meet mums and dads from school, but I don't meet many MMA fighters.
No, he's a ripper.
Great
good guy. Luck. Wish
if
him
he
all
gets
the
to
best.
Vegas, we will be
he needs to get that
going.
Cut
we'll get Triple M behind it to throw their full weight.
To go to Vegas.
To Vegas.
Oh, in. Done.
We'll take the balloon. Take the hot air balloon, which is still down.
Yeah.
So many bad Triple M promotions
what
over the years,
got?
Jane. Do you remember one?
Show us your M's.
What was that?
You had to put Triple M on the roof of a house.
Yeah.
And you get to win the house, but it got cleaned out. They robbed it before. Because it was, yeah.
No, I see the one, I think it was one of the first shows I did with you guys, with the D-Generation and yourself, and we did a outside broadcast from like the town square, and Lou Richards turned on a pie warmer and it shorted the entire OB. Everything went down. Do you remember that?
I was just thinking something. Are you, because we were people have been saying on Instagram, Twitter, on social media about your haircut.
Okay. Now, listen, let's not do this.
What do you mean? No, just... No.
Oh, Jane.
Sorry, I'm getting very weird.
So, just quickly, look, there's a bit of horseplay around the idea that if Richmond
you
won...
You said if Richmond won the AFL Grand Final...
Yes.
And you said it on national television. Mm. Tell everybody what you said, please.
I said I would consider...
No, you said you would, Barbie definitely.
...a Joel haircut. But listen, can I say something?
And where's, no need this to push this. Where's he from originally? What's his...
Sudan.
Sudan, right. So it's like a cool Sudanese haircut.
Oh, it looks good on him.
It looks great on him in black and yellow.
Yeah, portly, middle-aged white man. I'm not sure it's going to have quite the same effect.
It's been on my mind all weekend.
And
you've got a
tiny
little
mind, and it's amazing that would occupy that space.
Lock it in now because I'm organising for him to come in
not.
And we're going to do it.
Jane,
really?
Can I say something?
I know.
Can't wait.
No, we're doing
think,
it.
I don't think there's been a groundswell for it.
There has
been. And that's what I do.
You're joking,
aren't
you?
No, here's what I do. I take the temperature.
Yeah, well.
And I go, if I felt there was an appetite for it, I would do it.
Well, your thermometer needs new batteries, mate. Because I've read the room.
Do you know what?
I want to see it.
We've moved on.
No, we haven't.
We've all moved on.
Anyway, we've said it on air, and there is a groundswell. Let everybody, let us know on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Kennedy Malloy.
1-3-3-5-3.
Front bar fans.
All right, you could go to a song or something.
All right. Well, Denise Scott, she's next.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy. Very special guest in studio.
We do.
Champing at the bit, about to go cocoa bananas. I don't even believe we're doing this.
Well, again, I've just put out a warning. Any kids in the car?
Jeez.
Maybe just turn it down. For mums and dads, I've got Wang Watch.
That's right. So for kids in the car warning and for mums who are frightened of giant wangs.
This is the most bizarre thing I've seen in a long time, especially in a women's magazine, New Weekly. A sealed section. Stand by.
We'll introduce our new sponsor, Holden Colorado, for the second hour.
Excellent.
And we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
Surprise has gone wrong. We're also going to talk about that.
What does that mean?
Surprises that have gone wrong. Don't you recall we talked about that?
No.
Well.
Anyway.
Okay.
There you go. you're going to introduce our next guest.
Yes, but before I do that, we were talking about you getting a haircut. Actually, I will.
Good Lord.
Denise Scott's here.
Oh, well, gee, could that have been any less?
No, we've got to play your pay right now.
Come on. Denise Scott.
We'll play the
last time our next guest, Denise Scott, joined us, she was keen to put speculation about her recent Studio 10 departure to bed once and for all.
Everyone is trying to read something very dramatic into the story.
You had a falling out. You don't like them.
Look, okay, Kerri-Ann and I had a punch-up. A bit of hair pulling, okay?
Sounds like a first date with a bachelor.
What do you mean?
And we loved her on last week's Have You Been Paying Attention?
8 well-known Aussie ladies topless on primetime TV. What am I talking about?
It was the after party at the Logies. Sandra Sully was just off her tree. She was leading up the conga line. I was behind her, slapping her around.
Have You Been Paying Attention returns 8:30 tonight on 10. And right now, we welcome back to the show, Denise Scott.
Denise, thank you for being here.
Oh, it's such a pleasure.
Now, you were talking about a hair-pulling possible incident with Kerri-Ann. We're not going to make it into...
I don't know why you persist with this.
Because we're talking about hair.
I have persisted with it. You were the ones who replayed it.
And Mick, we were talking before the 5 o'clock news. You have said on national television that if Richmond won, you would get a specific type of haircut.
It's words without meaning, Jane.
And you said there was no. You said there was no groundswell.
No groundswell.
I know I've just arrived, but I swear to God, I got public transport here. The whole place, you know how it's usually quiet.
Yeah.
Everyone talking about when's Mick going to get that,
and it's
haircut.
In tiger's colours,
Sudanese
and,
haircut.
Yeah,
it just would feel a bit token now.
I don't think so.
The moment's come and gone, and it was epic.
I don't think so. In fact, we'll get it all organised. I think we'll lock it in on Friday. There's other people who said, Craig, feeling the groundswell for this.
It's rubbish, Mick. Absolute rubbish. You know, you said it. There's nothing worse than when people make a bet and don't come through with the goods.
Or
bet something and then go through with it. Absolute rubbish.
Lock it in, Craig, shall we?
Hey, Craig, no price for you. No price for you.
A price for Craig,
you
please.
You get $1,000.
You get $1,000, Craig, because
to
you are backing them up.
Well, thanks to Gemini Man in cinemas this Thursday, October 10th, starring Will Smith.
Did you just give that man $1,000?
Jane and I.
For what?
for encouraging you to get the haircut. Maybe that was a bit silly.
Craig, do you want to get it as well?
I love this place. You're desperate, you people.
Oh, my God. We've got money to give away. Get off, Craig. Listen to us.
Get off.
Do you want another call?
Because
they're still here.
I don't
Brett,
want any calls.
Hello, Brett. Do you think Mick should get the haircut?
Hi, Jane. Yes, Mick. Mate, just hard enough with a bit of cup of concrete and...
Thank you. Seriously, you
say something on national television, don't back off.
I agree. Don't be a baby. Can't do that.
Don't laugh and encourage that stuff.
Don't you tell me not to laugh along with your guests and enjoy their humour.
Did you just tweet that?
Yes, she did.
I did. I was
just put it out, like that.
It wasn't easy. You have to dig in your handbag. You have to get out your spectacles at my age. You have to find your phone.
All right, how are you otherwise?
You're relaxed. I'm good. Tell us why. You've just been on holiday.
Well, I'm not actually. I had an incident just on the way here. This is hot off the press.
Yeah,
very
right.
awkward.
Please.
Public transport on the train.
Why are we on public transport?
Why?
Because the Triple M balloon's down and, and we can't get any of our guests into the
studio. Spot on. I don't drive. That's a whole other story. Anyway, so I'm
welcome
on
to our world here.
I'm on public transport and this chap opposite me, groovy, like young guy, corporate suit, looks at me and then says, oh, when are you going to be on? Have you been paying attention? Next, love you. Sam gives it to you. Ed gives it to you.
This sounds good.
You know, it's great. And we're chatting and I'm saying, oh, where are you coming from? Suddenly it goes really, really awkward. And I've sensed this. I thought, well, this has gone awkward.
What's happening?
Well, I look down. I'm whispering. All the top buttons have popped open on my shirt. As with big-breasted women, it happens. Oh. You know, it just, you've moved in a certain way. And
you
buttons,
fleshed your bazooms.
You're like presenting.
Like, well, it wasn't on purpose. And they're not small, but it's a big...
They're big badungas.
They are badungas.
They're a good set of badungas.
They're a good set
of
badungas.
Was each button popping as you were being more enthusiastic?
Well, by the time I realised there were three buttons undone.
I'm looking at the three done.
I'm just staring at your breasts now.
I didn't know what to do. Like, do you do them up... which only draws more attention. Anyway, do you know what happened?
What?
He got off at the next stop, and I'm sure he didn't have to. He did not know what to do.
So he's paid you a compliment, and you've popped your top thing.
I thought.
Now you're really his favourite. All right, can we go to a song? But now I really do want... I want to hear about... You've gone to Fiji, because I love that
Fiji
place.
I've gone to Fiji and never been to me.
All right. All right, Denise Scott is with us.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, you're listening to Kennedy Malloy with Denise Scott in Studio 2.
And Denise was on Have You Been Paying Attention last week? And it's on again tonight at 8:30.
Yes.
With Lawrence Mooney from our own Triple M.
The Moon Man.
Yeah.
Kitty Flanagan, Melanie Bracewell, Ed Cavalier and Sam Payne.
He's back, is he?
Oh, yeah. He was on last week. Good riddance.
Hey,
I don't mean that at all.
No, but it's what you do with
Sam Payne's one of the masked singers.
Is he?
That's not a bad guess.
Did I say that out? Which one?
No, I know.
Actually, I've got to be really careful with this.
You have to be careful.
That's nuts.
I like it.
Have you seen the masked singer? Because I thought.
I have seen.
Are you one of the masked singers? Can't say.
You could be.
You could be.
You know.
You can sing.
Of course I can sing.
I know you can.
I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Charlene.
I may or may not be a masked singer.
Well, I think
I do like the show.
It's crazy.
You reckon you know who they are?
I reckon I know who the unicorn is.
Who?
I think it's Denny Hines.
Because you don't say I think. If you know, you know.
Well, I don't. Nobody knows, but I've listened to her voice, and it's Denny's voice.
I'm intrigued as the way they all had to. They come on stage. No stage managers see them. Nothing. They wear.
No, no one does.
Denny Hines is a bit big, isn't she? For one of the masked singers.
Some
of them are recognisable to me. It's like a police lineup.
She's an actual singer.
I see what you mean. Yeah. No. Although, weirdly, I picked Nikki Webster like that.
Well, so did I.
Well, you know, 19 years ago, she was on our screen.
Strawberry Kisses.
She was huge.
And it was the last time I probably really paid attention to TV.
Now, you've been doing some TV still for Studio 10, because I know you're not on every day.
Oh, gosh,
but
I'm the Melbourne correspondent. Right. It's a very important role.
Denise, can you tell me why I'm looking at a picture of you? Fed income, pashing a llama.
Yes.
Okay.
Because things aren't going well in the marriage, John, and, you know,
but this looks
Tinder profile and a lot. No, I went to the Royal Melbourne show. which was last. Right. Everything seems to be last week, but who cares if it's out
who
of date? But I went to the Royal Melbourne Show and went to the animal thing, you know.
Well, that's
the,
what it's about.
With farmer.
Animals come to the city.
Yeah.
That's the premise.
Farmer Darryl introduced me to his llama and said, you know, Lily, the
That's
llama.
That's not a euphemism either.
Well, we're not up to the Wang section yet. Yeah. But Lily, Lily the llama, would I, you know, she might or might not kiss me. And Farmer Darryl's going, you have to come up with me, come up from behind.
How pushy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, come up. You have to approach from behind.
This guy's not a farmer.
No. This is creepy.
No, this guy's a local nutcase down there.
Now that you meant no, Farmer Darryl. Yeah. Anyway, Lily did. She agreed to kiss me, but and it went on and on.
What do you mean? On your mouth?
Well, yes.
God.
On my mouth.
Why do you agree to this?
The llama
to say no.
Lily's hot breath. I had to tell her that I was heterosexual. Like, it was really quite a full-on
break her
situation.
Heart?
Well, do you know, it's not related to the story about the woman who bit the camel on the testicle.
Oh, yes.
Did you hear about her?
What? Well, is this a joke?
Oh, no.
Is this from a joke book?
No, this is true.
No, this is a true story. A camel sat on a woman. Her only recourse was to bite the camel on the testicles. I'm thinking, what's going on, ladies? You're down there, passionate llama. Girls biting men on the testicles.
You know. Well, we could look, at the reason why.
These are the times we're in.
Come on,
we're not
men.
Just gender fluid.
it's any species fluid.
Yeah.
Are you? What were you doing in Fiji?
Having a holiday with John.
Are you a resort kind of gal?
No, not at all a resort kind, but we got a bure on the beach, had massages next to one another in a hut.
Did you have clothes on? Did you nude up?
Nude it up.
Did you really?
Yeah, just on the beach. And
I think you're about to nude up again. Look, can you cover up, please?
Oh, my buttons are up.
Just distracting.
My buttons are popping again. But yes, had a beautiful holiday in Fiji, coconut oil massage. Wow. I got a sty on my eye. Gosh, that's attractive.
What's a sty on your eye?
Well, it's not a gift from the gift shop. it's not pleasant.
You know, it's a big infected lump.
Oh, you got like pink eye. You got pink eye.
Yes.
What's the medical service?
Did you wear an eye patch?
I
just had a big swollen eye. John had gastric problems. And we were both covered in coconut oil. It was a very sexy
holiday.
At least
you smelt nice.
Did they fly you off the island or something? Did they evacuate you or what happened?
No, just people left us alone.
Just everyone else left.
Now, Denise, we were going to say goodbye to you at this time. But
I've been that good.
You've been that good, and there's something special I need to share with you because no one else will believe how... Well, I can't even think of the word. I'm seeing aubergine emojis, and it's called Wang Watch, and it's uncensored at last. I'm going to show you some pictures and talk to you people about images that will shock you all, including Prince Philip.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Hey. I'm not joking.
Excuse me while I go for a quiet, dry rich.
Denise Scott's with us, and it's I Call BS. You want to see it after the break with a little Charlene?
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. On Lookin', a source close to industry, source insiders, pals, friends of associates, speculation, room by witnesses. Winning number three for Elle Macpherson. It's time to call Bulls. Sealed edition. Whoa.
I think that's enough warning for kids to be out of the car.
Yes.
It's going to be a bit of Wang talk.
Well, there is. This is in the New Weekly. This is the first time I believe they've done this. It's a bonus sealed section. Hollywood hunks and their junk. Mm. The nudes they tried to ban. This is nuts. Jeez. This is written all over the front.
Literally.
It is. So I thought this can't be too
You've
bad.
You rushed down this morning.
I did not.
You've actually camped out overnight, waiting for the sealed section.
Yeah, I had no clue it would be this graphic. This is unbelievable, right?
It's Nads Akimbo.
So you tear it open.
Yeah.
I go.
Have you shown it?
I thought it would be bulges in jeans, which is horrible enough.
Can you start her off slightly? Can you start her off lightly down the?
I will with Bieber first.
With Bieber.
So I open it. Doing. Justin Bieber, completely naked, all I can see is his wang. Look.
Oh, my. This is, and it's quite substantial.
Yes.
Look, he's got a great body.
He has.
But it's a shocking sight.
So, Pete,
it is. Shocking. It's a frightening.
I was shocked to see
sight.
I thought it would all be covered up.
What about his mate? You got his mate there? There's his little...
Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom.
Oh, gosh, and that's quite a bloom.
That's completely naked. Looks like he's just having fun by himself. Mm. Let's just turn over the page to... Holy nutballs! When I think of Frenchmen, I don't want to see Gerard Depardieu.
Wow.
It looks damaged.
That's actually
what do you mean?
That's actually
swollen or damaged.
There's something gone wrong.
It's his passport
with
photo. That's why they kicked him out of France.
But does
forget
this,
paying your taxes, mate? Pop some pants on.
Is this right?
What about Prince Philip?
I will.
What?
There is. No, I swear to God. Be. Prince Philip wearing a kilt without anything underneath. Well,
surely that's photoshopped.
He's done that on purpose.
That's photoshopped, isn't it?
That no.
Looks like June in a Pickering calendar.
May I just, though, suggest this to you, Denise?
Why don't you just put it down for a minute? You've been carrying it around all day. It's been rolled up under your arm.
Yeah. Listen, I only saw it about an hour before I came in here.
Jane.
Here's the thing.
Seriously, come on.
This is close-up.
Stop it.
No, it's... Carl Stefanovic.
What?
They've got his bulge. And if I was Carl, I'd be very annoyed that they're putting... Well, there he could be pretty happy with that.
Well, they've put a big circle around it in case you miss it.
If they did this to
women... What about
Dickie
Wilkins? He's supposed to have a massive...
They haven't got a picture of Dickie in here.
No,
but what I want to say
is...
They better do camel toe watch next week. Because...
I beg your pardon.
Well, if they're doing that with men... I find that just outrageous.
No, they don't do that. They don't they do their cellulite special? Like where they do cellulite at the beach?
It's pretty much every week.
They get some star.
Denise, I don't know about you. I was just horrified about that and just think, what's happening to the world?
Okay, stop reading it.
It is horrifying.
Come on,
I kept using it as reference.
But could I take your copy
of
home just to do some research?
Of course you can.
We're on Fiji right now. Your top just burst open.
Hey, be careful. I've got another.
We're going on beyond Wang Watch.
Yes, because I just thought that might be enough Wang Watch.
Okay.
We were talking about Masked Singer. Nikki Webster's 7-year marriage over.
No.
Why, because she's too young?
No, because I think she was just on the telly then and she's got two lovely
seven
kids.
In my eyes.
I don't believe that either.
Never grew up.
Is it a beat
strawberry
up?
Kisses.
I think it's a beat up. Nicole and Keith, shock split.
Oh.
I call bull.
They do this every week to Nicole and Keith. It doesn't matter how many times.
It would be a shock split because they're not actually together.
And
it's one of those arrangements.
No,
of course
not.
You know that.
I beg your pardon.
Not even their real kids. They bust them in. They bust in the kids.
We better go to a break because that is rubbish. They are so loved up. It's
do you know
not
why
funny.
It's
he
on the ropes?
He wrote a song about it.
He wrote a song. Have you got the song? Find the song.
Yeah.
No, we'll give you a second, Dave, to find the song.
Yeah.
He wrote a song about what she's like in the boudoir.
Which was...
In the sack.
Which is very complimentary, by the way.
Which is why I think, why would you be busting up now? Have
it's
you got it there?
Take a listen.
She's a maniac in the bed, put a brainiac in her head. And I know what everybody knows.
Okay, so the bit where he
she's
says, I know
maniac.
Everybody knows... That's the bit that was
she's a maniac in the bed. She's a brainiac in her head.
That's brilliant.
At least there's one brainiac in the house. It's not the best rhyme I've ever heard.
Thank you, Denise, for sharing. You may take the new weekly home with
you. If
you
don't mind. And
everyone
look out
knows,
next
she puts
week.
It about a bit,
yeah, apparently. Next week.
Nobody Denise knows. And John over. She's left for Lily the Llama.
It tells all.
Okay, as long as I don't see John's wang in that section. Can you
thank you, Denise
me
Scott.
That's not gonna,
have you been paying attention?
I can't stop looking at
8:30
it.
8:30 tonight
Put
on 10.
Put it down.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Look at all this food.
This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
I like food.
That is disgusting.
Kennedy Malloy's Food News.
Okay. Wow. Let's start off with a biggie. I love a holiday. You love a holiday. We've just come back from one. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
No one got hurt. It's a miracle.
as far as we know.
Spare a thought for those passengers travelling on the Indian Pacific.
Oh, now this is a great
train
trip. It's one of the best
world,
actually.
And the train is a luxury train, and it's a great way to travel. And
Sydney
you
to
get
Perth,
to
beautiful.
See a bit of the world. What could go wrong?
What about if you get gastro?
That would be it. now. Holy more than hell, 100 passengers.
Oh, my God.
More than 100 passengers are ill after sustained gastro outbreak. They are stuck on public transport. They are...
They can't get off.
100 passengers.
Oh, no. It's a norovirus. That's bad.
It's Australia's most luxurious train, or at least was.
Oh, my
It operates between Sydney and Perth. Which way would be the better way? It'd be better to get off in Perth.
Probably.
Sydney.
Maybe.
Sydney. It's like taking coals to Newcastle.
Are there many stops on the way? Do you know the
No, there's not. There's only a couple.
Oh, my God.
Can you have the windows down on the train?
Yeah, I think so.
What's the first question you ask when you hear, look, we've got 100 instances? You go, okay, just so we're clear, where's it the beef or the chicken?
chicken and where's the toilet?
Please, yeah. Please.
According to my carriage.
Well, so there'll be one toilet, I would imagine.
Per carriage?
Well, probably. Yeah, no, not per carriage. No.
Really?
What do you mean?
No.
What do you
That's
mean?
That's not the way they roll.
There's lots of toilets on a train, surely.
Oh, no, Jones.
Oh, sorry. Who's that guy who does the train series?
Casey Jones.
No. That's who not I Casey Jones.
I know the guy, the British guy you're
British
talking about.
British guy in the pink suit.
You want to come out train spotting with us? Good.
No, thanks.
If not, then just bear witness.
All right.
So, no, there's no toilets. So you'll have one if you've got a private carriage.
Right.
That'll have it.
Oh, that's what I was thinking, because I would have a private carriage.
Good Lord.
Oh
but
God,
you will be, anyone. There'll be people who,
oh
be
my 50, God.
There'll be 50 people in a carriage.
Okay, so symptoms start to begin 24 to 48 hours after ingestion. So they've been on, and then you can just
two
see
days,
them dropping
five,
like flies.
5 day crossing.
Oh my God.
You know what you do? You'd just get off, wouldn't you? You go, I'd rather die alone in the desert.
Totally.
I'd rather die alone in the desert with a vulture plucking my eyeballs out,
yep.
Living off roadkill, than. Putting up with that woofy.
So they're steam cleaning the carpets. In the middle of it.
Yuck.
The windows will be down.
Some have been getting off the train, Mick.
Do you know what I'd be doing?
What?
Train surfing.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'd be like the woman, the Priscilla, queen of the desert.
Yeah.
That'd be me.
Look, I don't mean to bring another bad news food
what?
Story.
Oh, what?
But a woman has said that she's found a needle inside a grape.
Yeah.
And Victoria Police are, do you know what? I don't want to say where it was. Do you think I should?
No, I don't care.
No, I won't. I'm just saying you can't tell whether
Your
these
house?
Are true or not.
Is it lunch?
I'm not usually partial to putting needles in grapes. You just don't know until this is investigated again. But it's.
And what is it about? Who's doing this, do you think? See, I
generally, staff who are disgruntled has been a finding. That's what the strawberry one was.
I put it to you, the grape is trying to horn in on some of the strawberry
yeah,
action.
The strawberries, yeah.
So you don't like grapes either.
That's a big promotion because strawberries, most overrated fruit of them all.
Oh, my God.
All of a sudden, someone puts a needle in a strawberry and all of a sudden, it's the talk of the town. Mm. Oh, no.
So you think it's a publicity thing?
I think it's a publicity stunt waged on behalf of grapes.
Knowing my shopping routine in my family, grapes are always in style. Grapes are always, they're sugar bombs.
Grapes are overrated.
Oh, they're just full of sugar.
Good for you though, right?
No, not really.
Grapes are good till they've turned into wine.
Listen to me.
Change of heart.
I'm dissing grapes, but I love the wine.
Why would you put a needle in a grape?
Because you're a dickhead.
Okay.
You said like I'd done it.
I'm saying people do that. It's destructive sabotage and it ruins people's businesses and lives. So
mind you,
rethink it.
I don't mind the... You better got better odds with the grapes than you do the strawberry because there's a bunch. You know what I mean? So you go,
it's a Russian roulette.
You go, okay, I know there's one in a punnet and there's one in a bunch of grapes. I'm going to go, I'm still going to go the grapes.
Wow. You put the grape hole in your mouth. You chomp on a strawberry. See if you can, if you put the grape hole in your mouth, there's a needle in it, you're cooked. Anyway, we're really expert in this field, aren't we?
Rather about gastro.
Let's get any more later.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to the Holden Colorado, now backed with a 7-year free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Well, hello and welcome aboard to the great Aussie icon, the Holden Colorado. You're a good friend, you're a good mate, and it's great to have you back in the fold. I love the Holden Colorado.
Well, I am just cannot wait. I'm clapping eyes on the actual beautiful brochure
Don't ogle, because
right
it's one of those
I'm
things.
I'm ogling,
it's
and
hard
fair
to
enough.
Take your eyes away from it. You know what? This should come in a sealed section. The Holden Colorado.
Well, it
should come in a sealed section because it gives me the horn.
Well, it's okay. But it's a vehicle for everyone. It's for chicks and blokes, this one, I've got to tell you.
Yeah, But do you know what? Not only is it for everybody, but what about this?
What?
Imagine this. You're behind the wheel of the Holden Colorado.
Yeah.
Can I say this? Every door in the world is open to you.
Well, so, it's a special look.
There's
isn't
no,
it?
But well, it's not the look. It's the you can go anywhere you want.
Well, I judge someone by their Colorado.
You just go wherever you want to go.
I'm
you
a bit
say,
snobby. Like
you know
that.
What I might do? I might drive to the Kimberley. Oh. You know what I might do? I might get in a ferry and take it down to Tasmania and drive to the highest peak. You know what I might do? I might go to the opening of a new film preview and I'll chuck the keys.
Yeah, no,
the guy
look
in
like
the front
like
door.
Like a valet party.
But you can do whatever you want.
It's such a good looking car.
The world is your oyster.
The world is your oyster. We're going to we're going to have Holden Colorado with us for.
Well, let's hear from someone who drives one. Michael's on the line. Hello, Michael. How are you?
How are you guys?
How long had you Holden Colorado?
About a year and a half.
Do you love it?
Yes, I do.
Do you sneak out at night and just sleep in the back?
sometimes when I'm a twins asleep.
Michael, have you had them before? Have you had a Colorado before?
No, it's my first Colorado, but I've had a few V8s, GDSs, and yeah, I've been a Holden fan for a long time.
Are you sitting in it right now?
I was before when I just got home from work. So,
is it hard to get out of? Do you just want to sit in the driveway and just sort of...
He drives home the long way.
The leather smells very good in it, especially brand new. So,
what do you do for a crust, Michael?
I fix washing machines and dryers. I've been doing it about 20 years. And
wow.
You fix washing machines, you fix the dryers, you probably pop them in the back of the Colorado, you go home after a hard day's work. You, sir, are
we
one of
the We love hearing about Holden
people.
Colorado drivers.
Give him a prize.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, prize pack. Oh, there's a bunch of prizes heading your way too, Michael. Appreciate that, mate. All thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
And thank you, Holden Colorado.
Welcome to Kennedy Malloy.
We're just going to check in with people who drive Holden Colorado.
Oh, that's a good idea. I want to hear about their adventures.
I want to know all about them.
What they do,
tell
who they are.
Tell me all about yourself.
Yes.
All right.
A bit like The Bachelorette.
Good on you. Welcome aboard, Holden.
Find your dealer at holden.com.au.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Has been a great show. What was your favourite bit?
Ray Warren, I think.
Ray Warren. It was a good get. He's such a superstar.
I love him.
And you could just see the sadness in his voice.
Yeah.
Like, clearly, it was
that
a great game.
Like that. Sure,
it is what it
terrible.
Is. I'll be right. You know what they should do if they want to cheer themselves up, the rugby fans?
Yeah.
Go along and see State of Origin, the musical, being produced in Queensland. I think we've got one of the songs.
Oh, I think we have.
Rumbling and threesomes and dry humping poodles. Taking a dump in a hotel foyer. These are a few of my favourite things.
I'll be going and saying that for sure. Hey, good luck to everyone. They'll be on their Mad Monday as we speak, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
That'll be a load of fun.
Now,
football season's over, we move on.
No, we don't, because you said on national television that if Richmond won the grand final, which they did, you would get a haircut, yellow and black,
Yes, but on the other hand...
you'd have to stick what you've said to.
The moment's passed.
Overwhelming.
No, there's no ifs or buts.
People will get very. People get upset with you.
I think there's a little.
How much do you love
Richmond? There's a little window where that can occur, and that window. Of course, I love Richmond.
Well, if you really loved Richmond, you will get the haircut.
Nah.
It's going to be interesting.
No,
can't wait. Well, we'll sort that out on.
You will be doing it
Friday. That's going to happen.
Doesn't feel like there's a groundswell. To me,
if
people were really...
Everyone, the phones have been off the hook today.
Two calls. Now, tomorrow is Tuesday. Are we going to do...
How dare you?
Yes.
Yes, we will.
We might do that.
That's one of my favourite new segments, I think.
That's a bit of fun.
We've also got Dylan Moran coming in. We're going to show
Dylan Moran, Black Books.
Thank you very much.
Very good, funny Irish
Thank
radio.
You for listening to us, everybody. I'm sorry
we're
about...
Back.
The Wang Report, Wang Watch, whatever that was.
Out of control and a bit sleazy, and I expect more from you.
I thought
you lowered the tone today.
How dare you?
See me in my office.
See ya.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow for a Tuesday Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete, and with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit holden.com for more details.